Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Bucknutters, welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Monday, June 10th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle, very happy to be joined by the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, Bill Curlick. Bill, I want to start out with Grant Tuton, of course, flipping from Penn State to Ohio State last night. This kind of came out of the blue as far as I'm concerned. You can talk more about this, but for the listeners out there, Grant Tuton is a four-star offensive tackle. He's from Warren, Michigan. Again, he was committed to Penn State since, I believe, last November. Bill, did you see this coming? And just talk about a little bit about the Buckeyes getting Grant Tuton to flip from Penn State to the good guys.
It's really big. And, you know, when I say really big, I say that because he is a legitimate offensive tackle that has the potential to be very good at Ohio State or, you know, Penn State had he gone there. I watched him a couple times on the camp combine circuit this winter, and I was really impressed with him. You know, there are a lot of big names at the opening regional in Ohio, and he wasn't necessarily one of the biggest names, but he performed extremely well. I thought he did a great job against top competition. Just very impressed with him. You know, he's about six foot seven, about close to 320 pounds, just a massive young man. And a guy that, you know, you not only get for Ohio State, Buckeye fans, but you take away from Penn State. You know, that makes it even better for the Buckeyes. And just a guy that I think can be a really good one. You know, it's kind of funny. When one of the items in my column way back right after Ohio State offered him a scholarship, which was in January, by the way, I mentioned that he's not the most secure Penn State commitment and that he's a guy to keep an eye on as far as flipping, because I knew Ohio State was going to make a good run at him. Did not know he was going to flip, but felt like he was a guy to keep an eye on and that the potential was there for a flip. I was told that by a couple different sources, and lo and behold, it did happen.
Absolutely, and the Buckeyes now have five offensive linemen in their 2020 class. Do you think they want to get one more in this class, get up to six?
Yeah, if they can get a great one that they really like, I think there's no question that they'll do that. You know, you look how it's dispersed. Paris Johnson is obviously a super offensive tackle. Grant Tuton is going to be an offensive tackle as well, and I think he has, like I said, the chance to be an outstanding offensive tackle. Trey LaRue is listed as an offensive tackle, and I certainly think that that's a possibility, but I don't rule out the possibility of him playing guard at Ohio State. Then you've got Luke Weipler, who they've recruited as a guard center, and you've got Jacob James, who's been recruited as a guard. So the mix there is pretty good. You've got a guy that'll likely play center but could play guard. You've got, you know, two guys in Weipler and James that can or will play guard. And then you've got a couple tackles. So I think they could go a couple different ways with it. They wouldn't necessarily have to get another interior or have to get another tackle, but they would like to get one more great one. And I think, you know, and I'm quite sure that if they can, they're going to take somebody.
Well, it's obviously great news for the Buckeyes getting Grant Tuton to flip. Bill, I now want to switch gears and talk tight end recruiting. Ohio State, you know, a little bit of a surprise, I think, to some of us, maybe not to you, but Joe Royer was offered by the Buckeyes. You know, Buckeye legacy Luke Lachey was not. Your thoughts on that? What do you think is going to happen with Royer? Is there room for Lachey? Just unpack all of that for me, if you would, sir.
Well, at camp on Thursday, you know, there were three tight ends battling it out, 2020 tight ends. You mentioned two of them, Royer and Lachey, and then Clay Cottle. And, you know, watching the things go on, you know, to me, you know, I was pretty confident that one of the two, Royer or Lachey, was going to get an offer because I thought they both performed very well. I thought it could go either way. I actually thought that if I had to give any edge at all, I would have given a slight edge to Lachey. But as I wrote, I said one of them's going to get an offer, and it wouldn't surprise me whichever one got the offer. And Royer did get the offer. You know, as I watched them, I felt like Lachey was a slightly better receiving tight end, and that's something that seems like Ryan Day really wants somebody to be a great receiving tight end. I thought he had the slight edge there, but in the other facets, I thought Royer had the edge, but I just thought maybe the receiving end, you know, would make the difference. But I think they, you know, as I look at it, they offered the one that they felt was the best all-round combination receiver, blocker, and able to do it all tight end of the two. As far as what it means, I think it means it's that we're going to have Joe Royer in the class, the Ohio State class. That's my impression right now. I'll be surprised if he doesn't end up committing to Ohio State. Could he also, or could Luke Lachey also be in the class? I would say the chances of that are pretty close to none. In fact, Luke told me that when Ohio State let him know the news, that they would be maybe recruiting him a little bit here and there, so to speak. And Luke told me that, you know, he said, in all honesty, I don't see myself ending up a Buckeye. So, you know, that kind of tells you that he's almost certainly going elsewhere. He's got official visits now set to Michigan State and Iowa. He's going to try to get a couple more set up pretty soon. But, you know, it looks to me like it'll be Royer in the class, most likely, with hopefully from Ohio State's point of view, a great out-of-state tight end as well.
I give Ryan Day a lot of credit here. The easy thing to do, especially if it's a close call. I mean, it's one thing if the kid's clearly better than another, but when it's a close call like it is between Royer and Lachey, the easy thing to do is be like, okay, we're going to give it to Lachey. You know, he's Jim Lachey's son, this and that. But I don't know. I mean, I was rooting for Luke Lachey to get the offer, so I don't want to act like I wasn't, but for some reason, this just makes me even feel even better about Ryan Day, that he's not playing favorites here. He's just going with, well, I guess he's playing favorites as far as he just wants to get the best player.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you should do if you're Ryan Day. And you know, the first few months of the Ryan Day era at Ohio State, I'm not sure they could go too much better overall. And you know, you look back to when he brought in Justin Fields, and then he brought in Jack Sawyer, who was at the camp on Thursday, and you know, Jonah Jackson, and you know, the guys he's bringing in the program are high level guys, but he also is working on guys that he thinks are going to be good football players from Ohio. For instance, you know, he said Ohio was going to be a priority for him, and he's done exactly that. He's made recruiting the state of Ohio a priority. And, you know, Jim Tressel made a living recruiting the state of Ohio, and I think Ryan Day is doing a great job of that as well.
Paris Johnson and Darian Henry were there at Ohio State's one-day camp late last week. Where do things stand with both of them? Is your crystal ball on Darian Henry to be a Buckeye? And where do you think things stand with Paris Johnson? Is he going to, quote-unquote, recommit to the Buckeyes?
Well, I'd be very, very surprised, shocked, if they aren't both Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, I talked to Paris on Thursday. During the camp, he had a slightly sprained ankle, so he didn't participate. So that gave him some time to talk a little bit. And I just feel really, really good about where Ohio State stands with him right now. And I've long felt really good about where Ohio State stands with Darian Henry. Those are two guys that they're absolute priorities. You know, Paris Johnson is a guy that I joked with him at camp on Thursday that He's going to be a guy that the Cleveland Browns are calling about as a first-round NFL draft choice one of these days. But then I said, well, probably not anymore because the Browns are going to be picking too high for you,
Karen. Oh, yeah. Your Browns, Bill.
Where you're going is not going to be where the Browns are picking from in the first round anymore. And he kind of laughed about that. And he actually agreed. He said, yeah, you know, he thinks they're pretty darn good now. So, yeah, he's a guy that's going to be a high first-round NFL draft choice if he stays healthy and keeps developing the way I see him developing.
First of all, great news for the Buckeyes that the Dean is predicting that both he'll be shocked if the two top players in Ohio, Paris Johnson and Darian Henry, are not Buckeyes. Also, I love the little conversation you're having with Paris Johnson there. Yeah, and I mean, I think your Browns have you're going to be too good for that market. But, you know, don't joke with him too much because he might be ending up with his hometown Cincinnati Bengals before it's all said and done.
Well, I'll leave that one alone, I guess. But let's just say I think he's going to be a high first-round NFL draft choice one of these days.
Yes. Stay politically correct. Stay politically correct. Nothing wrong with that. Kendall Milton, where do things stand with him after the LSU visit, in your opinion?
Well, he's going to take his other two visits. You know, he's got Georgia coming up. He's got Alabama after that. He's going to take those four visits, and then he's going to make a decision most likely in July. You know, I still – this is just my own personal opinion. Kendall has not told me this. This is my personal opinion. I like where the Buckeyes stand. You know, my crystal ball is on them right now. The school that I would be most concerned with from the Ohio State standpoint is Georgia. You know, he's going to make that official visit there that is coming up here next weekend. And I think that's the school that is the biggest threat, again, my personal opinion, to Ohio State.
I ask you this almost every time I have you on the show, but how big do you think this class will be? I mean, give like a two-number radius, like 26 or 27 or 25 to 26, 25 to, you know, 24 to 25, how big do you think this 2020 class will be for the Buckeyes?
I don't think it'll be 26 or that type of thing. I think it'll be in the 22 range. You know, I looked at the numbers of how many people they have leaving, and to get to 22, they're going to have some people leave go early to the NFL, that type of thing. Now, we know that that's going to happen. You know, Chase Young coming back, I don't see that happening. And there are others, too.
Jeff Okuda. Yeah, Jeff Okuda,
yeah,
I think, will leave early.
Exactly. Yep. So there are going to be guys leaving early, but I still think that it's going to be 22 to maybe 24, 25 if enough guys leave. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Gotcha. Okay, I was going to ask you, like, if enough guys leave, like, how much do you think they can get to? You're saying about 25. Gotcha. That's still going to be a huge –
maybe. You know, more guys are going to have to leave. I think the safe number right now would be to project 23 or 24.
Either way, it's going to be a huge and great class. Before I let you go, what's the next thing that listeners need to look out for on the recruiting front? If you're Buckeye recruit Nick out there, what does Joe Sixpack need to know out there, Bill?
Well, this coming weekend starts a huge, huge period for Ohio State recruiting. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than this. You know, they've got guys coming in for official visits this coming weekend. And it's a good list of prospects making official visits. Then after that, the weekend of June 21st is a spectacular weekend for official visits. You know, coming this weekend or right after that are Bijan Robinson from Arizona, Blake Corum, running back from Maryland, Ty Hamilton, a defensive lineman, Vernon Broughton, an outstanding defensive lineman from Texas. And, you know, there's some more coming the weekend of June 14th. Jacoby Callen, a priority defensive end target, arrives on Saturday, June 15th. And then you look at the weekend after that, and it's even bigger. In between there also, you've got DeMonte Traum coming on June 17th. Then you go into the June 21st weekend where you've got over a dozen of the top prospects on their board. set to make official visits. And, you know, people are been a little bit worried about the lack of commitments. Well, I'm pretty confident that by the end of June, early July, that commitment list that Ohio State has right now is going to get a nice bump.
Fantastic insights, as always, from the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting. He is Bill Curlick. Thank you very much, Bill, and thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's try the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.